Texte numéro 60. Scottish independence. Economic performance would be transformed. Independence would transform Scotland's economic performance, according to Scottish ministers. They will launch a 200-page report later, setting out the economic levers which would be available to boost growth and create jobs. Options include cutting corporation tax to attract investment. It follows warnings that an independent Scotland would struggle to cope with declining oil revenues and an ageing population. The independence referendum takes place on 18th of September 2014, with voters in Scotland being asked the yes-no question, should Scotland be an independent country? First Minister Alex Salmond and Finance Secretary John Swinney will launch the report in Dundee. It is the last of a series of documents ahead of next week's publication of the Scottish Government's White Paper on Independence. It will set out the entire range of economic powers which would be available under independence, along with the argument that sensitive, sensible use of those powers would produce policies better tailored to Scotland's needs. As well as a cut in corporation tax, the options outlined are also expected to include providing inducements to employers, perhaps through national insurance, to take on workers, and offering incentives for innovation. Speaking ahead of the launch in Dundee, Mr. Swinney said, "Scotland can more than afford to be an economically successful, independent country. We have huge natural assets and talent, which are being held back by Westminster's economic policies, and the essential point of independence is to equip Scotland with the competitive powers we need to make the most of our people, our abilities, and our natural resources, in the best interests of the people of Scotland. Scotland is a wealthy country. In each of the last 30 years, we paid more in tax per head than the rest of the UK combined. We have vibrant industries in areas such as the sciences, renewable energies, tourism, and financial services, but we have too many people who are not feeling the full benefit of that wealth." The report will look at the current position of the Scottish and UK economies and contrast Scotland's performance with the UK as a whole and with similar-sized European countries. The Finance Minister added, "The key difference between Scotland and better-performing independent European countries is that they have the ability to set economic policy in their own interests, while economic policy in Scotland is determined by the one-size-fits-all policies of Westminster. With independence, we can bring together the full range of powers we need to improve economic growth, build a more secure future for Scotland, and tackle inequality across society." The latest paper from the Scottish Government comes a day after a report from the Institute of Fiscal Studies, which suggested that an independent Scotland would face big challenges ahead. Adapted from BBC News, November 2013.